It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. An abortion rights case may be heard by the state Supreme Court. Voters with disabilities sue to have access to electronic voting machines. The governor and legislative Republicans continue to spar over PFAS cleanup funding, and a new rustic road has been added near the Berkey Trail. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Wisconsin Supreme Court may take up an abortion rights case. Bob Haig tells us more.
On Tuesday, the court ordered parties named in a Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin lawsuit to file responses within the next 10 days. That's an indication that the court, with its 4-3 liberal majority, may consider the abortion provider's petition to recognize a constitutional right to bodily autonomy, which would include abortion. Planned Parenthood is also asking the court to recognize a constitutional right for doctors to provide abortions. The organization filed the petition directly with the Supreme Court in February. It names the district attorneys in Sheboygan, Dane, and Milwaukee counties where Planned Parenthood clinics provide abortion services. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A lawsuit in Wisconsin argues that voters with disabilities should be able to cast their ballots electronically and that failing to provide that option for the upcoming August 13th primary and November presidential election is discriminatory and unconstitutional. The lawsuit, filed Tuesday, seeks to require that electronic absentee voting be an option for people with disabilities in Wisconsin, just as it is for military and overseas voters. Absentee ballots, including who can return them and where, have been a political flashpoint in swing state Wisconsin, where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments today in Democratic Governor Tony Evers' lawsuit against the Republican-controlled legislature, arguing that it is unconstitutionally blocking funding for a state conservation program. The lawsuit cites the Joint Finance Committee's rejection of dozens of conservation projects selected by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources under the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. The case marks the latest power struggle between Evers, who has issued more vetoes than any Wisconsin governor, and the Republican-controlled legislature. A ruling in favor of Evers would upend long-held practices in the legislature and give Democrats a victory that could have an impact far beyond the case at hand. The court's liberal majority agreed to hear the case over objections from conservative justices. The court will issue a ruling in several weeks or months. Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans who control the legislature to release $125 million in funding to remediate the harms from forever chemicals. Earlier this month, he called the Joint Finance Committee into a special session on that. Tuesday saw just the panel's four Democrats show up.
Are we angry about that? Am I angry about that? I'll just speak for myself. The answer is yes. We should absolutely be getting that money out the door. It's there. And by the fact that the Republicans on the committee are no-shows means that more people are going to suffer.
Evers vetoed a Republican PFAS bill, which he said took polluters off the hook. Republicans don't want the Wisconsin DNR in charge of allocating cleanup money. Evers indicates his next step may be a lawsuit. This week, a new segment was added to the state's Rustic Road program. The new Rustic Road 125, a 9.5-mile stretch near the American Birkebeiner Trail, includes the Telmark Road and Spider Lake Fire Lane. It curves along hilly, glaciated country in Bayfield and Sawyer counties. Since 1973, the state's Rustic Roads program has encouraged drivers to get out and explore the scenic routes across the state. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.